Hello, everybody, and welcome to Week 7 of Mustangs Locker Room Chat here with boys coach of the Valley Heights Mustangs, Kenny Steinfort. Coach, you picked up your second and third win of the season. You did them in back-to-back games. You beat Onega 53-37, and then you beat Washington County 51-48. So the TDL tournament for you, you went 2-1 in it. You started off with the loss against Lynn. You just played Lynn again actually last night, losing just by 750-43. Kind of go over these last couple of games that you've had for me.
No, we had a good week last week there with the TVL tournament. We were desperate, or I don't know if desperate, but we were definitely needing a good solid appearance and in the TVL tournament, and I thought we got that. Playing Lynn, we competed in that ball game, just didn't shoot the ball well, and lost by 7 to them in the TVL tournament in the first round, and then was able to pick up a win against Onega, a pretty nice little win for us. On Friday, and then turn around the next morning and face Washington County and pick up a win there as well. So ended up being a good week for us in the TVL tournament. So, yep.
And as well, great scoring from some of your players in that Washington County game. Dustin Denson and both Royce Eskrim scoring 14 points each. Jaden DeWalt, he put up 13 points. In your game last night, Jaden DeWalt, he had 17 points. Royce Eskrim, he had another nice night with 14 points. He's the senior. He actually got on the TVL tournament all team. He got he was a part of the second team, part of four other boys. So what can you tell me about a player like him, a senior who's just so hard in his work ethic, for Royce Eskrim, who's been having multiple games here, 14 points for you?
Yeah, no, Royce is he's a big cog in our team offensively and defensively, and it's good that he got recognized there in the TVL tournament as on the second team there, and I appreciate all the coaches who saw that. But no, Royce has done a good job for us, and rely on him heavily in our offense to at least try to get touch the ball each time down the court and give us an opportunity. And he does night in, night out, is basically in double figures. And a lot of times he's in double figures on the rebounding side of things as well. So he's a nice player and does a good job for us.
Well, upcoming here, you got Republic County on Friday. What can you tell me about what the preparation is going to be like against a non-league team?
Yeah, well, it won't be any different, getting ready for them. We'll have to study a little bit more, looking at the film and seeing what they've got. They've been struggling this year. I think they picked up their first win a week or so ago, but they've been struggling to score, and as it looks like from what I can tell and everything. But it's another opportunity for us. We get them on our home court, and it's a good opportunity for us to come out and compete, and which is what I ask our kids to do each and every day, or in every game. And if we go out and compete and play defense and put the ball in the hole, we'll have a good good chance of getting our fourth win of the season.
Week number 7, Locker Room Chats, your Valley Heights head coach of the Mustangs, Kenny Steinfort. Coach, thank you for your time.
Yep, thank you.
This Valley Heights Locker Room Chat has been brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies.